All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Guys, I'm back with Ripples, so let's get started. Janelle, that's what you said last time, and that's not the only problem. When are you going to have sex with your wife, huh? Is that too much to ask for? We can have sex tonight, me and you this time. You know what? I don't even want to have sex with you right now. Whatever. I didn't want to have sex with you anyway. I only said it so you would stop being a bitch. Maybe I should have sex with Grimm instead. At least he knows how to talk to a woman and make her feel appreciated. Bob looks at you with a slight smirk on his face that creeps you out. I forgot that you're a worthless cuck that would enjoy that. So this time you're not gonna watch, and I'm not even gonna tell you anything about it. Damn, she's not holding back. What? No! Please don't be like that, Janelle! You know the rules! I have to be there to watch! Otherwise, it's cheating! I don't give a fuck about your stupid fucking rules anymore. Doesn't surprise me. I knew you were a whore the minute you agreed to be passed around. Are you serious? I can't believe you just said that. That's low. Even for you, Bob. The only reason I agreed to have sex with another man was because I wanted to make you happy. Why do you think I refused for so long? Nothing to say? Janelle shakes her head in disgust. Give me my car keys right now. I don't know why you took them in the first place. Why? What are you doing? You can find your own way home. Since you like hanging out with that pedo so much, ask him for a ride. Janelle grabs the keys and starts walking back towards you. Come with me, Grimm. Whoa, 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 hold on! Are you really gonna have sex with him? Yes! No, don't you dare, Janelle! At least let me watch! Let's get away from the glass doors so he can't see us. Ugh. I'm sorry you had to listen to that. I'm normally a very happy and loving person. I didn't plan on getting into an argument with him, but I couldn't contain myself anymore. I've been holding it for way too long. I don't hate him because he likes to watch me have sex or whatever fetishes he's into. I was just trying to piss him off. In fact, I think it's pretty hot watching others have sex, but that's besides the point. Ah, don't worry about it. You don't need to explain yourself. It sounds like he deserved it. Listen, I didn't bring you here to have sex with you. I just wanted to piss him off. But that doesn't mean it hasn't crossed my mind. If you really are interested in hanging out with an older woman, then I can give you my number and we can go from there. I would regret doing anything in the state I'm in right now. How does that sound? That sounds great! Okay, we'll exchange numbers and I'll give you a call when I have some free time. It's 112-358-1321. You probably won't get her when you call that number. Hello? Hello? Why you want? 1321. Got it. Now my promise of trying on lingerie for you still stands. I'll even let you pick an outfit out, and you can give it to one of the special girls in your life. For free? Yeah. It's very generous of you, Janelle. I'm looking forward to it. And then when... Hey! Unlock the door and let me watch! God damn it. I was hoping he would leave. Sluts like you love being watched! Don't fight it! Ugh! Do you hear how he talks to me? Maybe I should leave. No, I have an idea. What are we doing? Janelle steps closer to you with a mischievous look on her face. Uh-oh. Follow my lead. Oh my god, your cock is huge! I wish my husband's cock were this size. Oh, I see what she's doing. She's trying to piss him off. Should I play along? Yes! Fuck it, I'll play along. This'll be entertaining. Oh yeah, you like my monster cock, don't ya? I sure do. It's beautiful. And with moves like this, you'll never want another dick again. I love the way it flaps around. Only the most skilled cock wielders can pull off this move. It's called the helicopter dick. Oh, sounds like my kind of ride. You gotta be a real Chad to perform this move. An alpha male with a big dick is just what I need. Hold on, guys. We gotta go into settings. It's a little loud. Oh, yeah. Music volume. Turn it down a little bit. As she compliments your imaginary dick, she places her hand on your pants. Sorry, I got too into character and... Holy shit, you do have a huge cock! Well, she found out, didn't she? An accident? Really? Then why is her hand still on it? After the initial shock is over, Janelle realizes she's still feeling your cock through your pants. Oh, I'm still doing it. My apologies, I should have asked you before I did that. It helps if you get more into character. If it helps you get more into character, I don't mind. Even if it doesn't, I still don't mind. You naughty little boy. Hey, Janelle, honey, baby, unlock the door, please. Now he's acting nice. I won't be upset if you unlock the door right now and let me watch. No, Bob. This is happening whether you like it or not. That's cheating. I don't care anymore. I've been miserable for a long time. And it's my turn to finally feel something again. Let's continue. Hold on. Don't put it in yet. I'm gonna have to suck it and get it wet first or else this thing will never fit inside of me. Don't you suck his cock, Janelle. I know it's hard for a slut like you to resist, but you can do it. I believe in you. Asshole. Janelle starts making lewd sucking and slurping noises. This is hilarious. Janelle is giving my imaginary dick a blowjob, and it's really turning me on. I would love to experience the real thing. Ah, you give amazing blowjobs, Janelle. Your husband is an idiot not getting these on the regular. Grim, take your dick out of her mouth right now! Go away, Bob. Let me enjoy this ridiculously big cock in peace. I'm going home to grab the spare key, and when I get back, you'll both be sorry. Go ahead. Without the car keys, it'll take you forever to walk there and back. We'll be finished by then. Or maybe we won't be finished. I'm sure Grim isn't a two-stroke bloke like someone I know. Ouch! This woman is savage! Believe me, Grim, I haven't told you everything. He deserves this, and it's time for me to take a stand. I'm sorry you're caught in the middle, but if I had to pick anyone to play this game with, I'd pick you. And don't worry about Bob, he isn't gonna touch you. What the hell did I get myself into? It's alright, Janelle, I understand. If this helps you out, I'm glad to play along. So go ahead and suck to your heart's content. Giggles. Ah, your dick is delicious. I'm gonna nut in your throat if you don't slow down. This is too much. No, I can't have that. I still haven't felt that huge dick inside of me. Janelle stands up and gives you a seductive look. This is the most fun I've had in ages. I know I'm only acting, but this little game we're playing is incredibly sexy and it's turning me on. Grim is such a nice guy for playing along. If it were me dealing with such a crazy couple, I would have bounced by now. I should at least give him something nice to look at. Wow. Come here. I'm ready for your dick now. As you approach Janelle, she grabs your hands and wraps them around her beautiful body. You need to start slow. I've never had anything close to the size of your cock inside of me. Keep going. You were so entranced by the sight before you, you forget about acting the part. Oh, sorry. You're going to the dark side? Welcome to the dark side. Get ready. I'm gonna split you in half. There's nothing better than pain and pleasure. Make me hurt, Grim. We have such sights to show you. Janelle pushes her ass into your groin. Fuck, it's going inside my tight little pussy. I know this is just acting, but shit, This is really getting my blood going. Ugh, this is phenomenal. Jesus Christ, your pussy is so tight. Ah, yes, fuck me good with your huge hot dog. Fuck, I wish this was a real thing, but there's no way I could enjoy it with Bob yelling shit. We need to do this every night. I can't live with your cock anymore, without your cock anymore. You can have this dick whenever you want. I want you to put it in my ass next. Let me in, you fucking whore! Ugh, I can't listen to him any longer. We're going to stop now. Come on, Grim, let's go to the back room so I don't have to listen to Bob anymore. No, I'm sorry, Janelle. I'll be quiet. Let me listen. Absolutely not. We're going to the back room now. Follow me. Hee-hee, that was fun. Well, until Bob started screaming, I couldn't listen to that anymore. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the cops show up. Oh God, I hope not. I enjoyed it, though. I know that was just acting, but wow, my panties are soaked. Yeah, that definitely got my blood going. Aha, I can tell. I hate to leave like this, but I need to go home and let my dogs out. We'll hang soon, okay? Yeah, no worries. I don't hear Bob banging on the door anymore, so I think we can leave soon, but let's wait a couple of minutes just to be sure. Dang, he really wanted inside the store, huh? Ugh, I'm so embarrassed right now. I can't believe he acts that way. I don't know where we went wrong, but that's not the man I fell in love with. I was young and stupid and got married after 6 months. That's why I told you earlier to take your time and have fun. And if you get into a serious relationship, give at least a couple of years before you decide to get married. I'll remember that. Or not at all. The only reason we stayed together this long is because of the store. If we got a divorce, I'm afraid of what would happen to it. It's been my whole life for almost 10 years, and I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have it. I'm afraid he would get it in the divorce because he funded most of the money to get it started, but I've done almost all the work running it. Have you talked to a divorce lawyer? A little bit. The lawyer told me I'd have a great chance to keep the store if I supply all my documentation, but the cost for a lawyer is expensive and I don't have the extra money right now. Just keep your head up, Janelle. I'm sure you'll be able to save up for a lawyer soon enough and be free from this situation. Thank you, Grim. I've had a bad night, but you made it exciting. I was uncomfortable at first, but that was amusing. I had a hard time trying to hold in my laughter. The next time we hang out, it'll be for ourselves, not for some play we put on for Bob. Sounds like a wonderful plan. Let's get going then. I think he finally left. Do you want me to give you a ride home? If it's not out of the way, I'd be grateful. I've been walking a lot lately. Or today. No, it's on the way, and even if it wasn't, I'd still give you a ride. Okay, you can drop me off at my friend Darcy's house. She lives a couple of houses down from mine. I told her I'd stop by on my way home. Yeah, it's no problem. I'm gonna text her and let her know I'll be arriving soon. Sure, go ahead. Hey Darcy, I'm on my way to your house. I hope it's not too late. No, not at all. I'm about to jump in the shower, so I'll tell Grandma to let you in if I haven't finished by the time you get here. Okay, see you soon. All right, I'm ready. After you. Oh yeah, give it to her. Bob, are you fucking serious? What the fuck? You're sitting outside the store jacking off? What the fuck is wrong with you? You're gonna get the store shut down permanently. I wouldn't be surprised if the cops are already on their way. I couldn't control myself. Come on, Grim, let's go. This is embarrassing. No, please come back. Take me with you. Dude, put your dick away. Fuck you, Grim. I'm gonna beat your ass. Bob starts to hobble your way with his dick pointed straight at you. But somewhere along the way, he trips over his foot and... Oh! Oh, fuck! You might want to go to the hospital, Bob. I think you might have broken your dick. Let's go. Bye, Grim. Thanks for the ride. Have a good night, Janelle. Come on in, Grim. The door's unlocked. The view that meets you as you enter the living room leaves you with a sense of awe. The mature and sophisticated Jackie Gilmore gives off an aura of elegance you haven't encountered before. Wow, is she wearing lingerie again, or is that a nightgown? It's revealing and somewhat transparent. If she didn't wear a bra underneath, you could easily see everything. Miss Gilmore, please call me Jackie. Yes, Jackie, how are you doing tonight? I'm splendid. Just enjoying a glass of wine before I go to bed. Darcy told me to welcome you into the house. She hopped into the shower right before you walked in. Pat's the seat next to her. Come, sit down with me. Darcy takes a long shower, so it's going to be a while. This is an excellent opportunity to ask her about the letter I found at the power plant, and maybe she can give me some helpful information. You take a seat next to Jackie. How are you doing on this wonderful evening?
I'm doing good.
It's been an eventful night.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Yeah, it has been. How's your night been so far?
It's been pretty uneventful, like usual. I've been drinking wine by myself and playing games on my phone.
That doesn't sound bad. It sounds relaxing to me.
It is, but I could use a little more excitement in my life.
Jackie, you said earlier you'd check out the letter I found relating to the power plant.
Yes, did you bring it with you?
Yeah.
You grab your bag and fish the letter out.
Here.
Jackie takes a sip from her glass as she reads the letter.
The further along she reads, the more serious her face gets.
Where did you get this document?
If I want Jackie to help me, I should tell her the truth. Well, most of it.
Okay, I hope you won't get upset, but I went inside the power plant and found it.
Grim! I know it was stupid of me and I won't ever do it again.
Darcy dragged you into this, didn't she? I need to have a talk with her.
No, I went in there by myself. Darcy had nothing to do with it.
Grim, it's very dangerous to go inside of a rundown power plant that hasn't been serviced in a decade. You're lucky something bad didn't happen to you.
I know. I realized how stupid it was of me afterward. Believe me, I don't ever want to go back there.
What gave you the idea to go into the power plant in the first place?
Well, after what you and Alyssa told me, I got curious and wanted to check it out. I've been reading about it online. I even talked to a former employee about the events that happened there.
A former employee?
Yeah, I asked around a bit and found a former employee.
And who is this former employee?
I hope this doesn't get her into trouble, but her name is Riley.
Riley what?
I don't think she told me her last name.
Does she have glasses in her 30s, brown hair, and a little weird?
Yeah, that's her. How do you know her?
This isn't a big city. I know most people in this town.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Grim, I know you're curious and want to know what happened to your father, but you need to be careful. Not only where you go, but also the people you talk to. I like solving mysteries and knowing the truth, but you don't see me going in an abandoned power plant.
I know how strongly you feel about this, but maybe it's time to continue on with your life. I'm not telling you to forget your father, but I want you to enjoy your life. Don't take for granted the people you have today. Show them love and care, because one day they might not be there.
You're right.
I have become a little obsessed with this lately, and nothing good has come out of it. I'll take your advice to heart. I'll tell you what I know about this document, but I want you to focus your time on something else going forward.
Deal?
Deal.
I'm glad to hear that.
Now, this document talks about particle acceleration. It's achieved by a machine called a particle accelerator. They're mostly used for research in particle physics. Since this research was done at the power plant, I'm guessing it's the larger accelerators that collide particles. These are called collider accelerators. What a collider accelerator does is accelerate two beams of protons near the speed of light and cause them to collide head-on, creating incredible amounts of energy. That's why a power plant might be interested in that type of technology.
You still with me?
Yeah, I'm falling.
And did you say the speed of light?
Yup.
Incredible, huh?
There are also smaller accelerators. They're used for a wide variety of things like radioisotopes for medical diagnostics, ions for semiconductors, oncological purposes, and the list goes on. But as it says here in this document, this type of research can be very dangerous, especially when you're trying to create massive amounts of energy. One of the fears of using one of those high-energy collider accelerators is the creation of black holes.
Black holes?
Yes, that is one of many things that could be possible with that type of technology. Along with cosmic rays, cryogenics, atom smashing, the list goes on.
Interesting.
I'm aware of the power plant having a particle accelerator, but the media reports never said anything about it, and it's not uncommon to conduct energy research with them. This doesn't tell us much besides the warning from your father. This document doesn't go into the specifics of what they were doing, but if your father said it was dangerous, then I have no doubt it was.
So you think this research is what caused the incident at the power plant?
It's likely, but I have no way of knowing for sure. It could just be a coincidence.
Along with what I learned from Riley, this is looking less and less like a coincidence.
Just one coincidence is fine, but the more coincidences you have, the less likely it is one.
Hey, I have a book on accelerators. Do you want to see what they look like? It's really neat.
Yeah, you have me interested now.
I've got to find it first.
You know a lot about this subject, Jackie.
I took physics classes in college and have been fascinated by it ever since. And since I'm a teacher, I like to stay up to date on the subject.
Where is that book again?
Oh, right. It's up here.
Ugh!
I need the stepladder.
Maybe I shouldn't be doing this after a couple glasses of wine.
Do you want me to get it for you?
No, honey. I can get it.
Actually, you can stand behind me in case I fall.
Okay.
I appreciate the thought, but I like being an independent woman, when I can.
Just a bit farther.
Whoa, her body is beautiful.
I can see her panties plain as day. The backside of her gown is more transparent than the front.
Is she trying to tease me?
Grim, grab my legs and steady me while I make this final stretch.
Right here?
No, higher.
Here?
Almost, a little higher.
If I go any higher, I'm going to be grabbing your ass.
That's fine, Grim. My hips, butt, waist, it's all the same thing.
Yeah, right there.
Can't believe she's letting me touch her butt. Maybe she's tipsy from the wine.
I've never been attracted to anyone her age before, but there's something about Jackie that I can't quite put my finger on. Besides her lovely ass, of course.
Okay, I got it. Help me down.
You grab her by the waist and help her down the stepladder.
Thank you, Grim. You're such a gentleman.
You're welcome, Jackie.
Such strong hands.
Sip.
Do you work out?
Not regularly, but I try to stay active. I did yoga earlier today. It's more challenging than I thought it would be.
Yoga's no joke. I have a feeling I'll get a lot more exercise now that Darcy's back.
She's been practicing her martial arts all afternoon. I think that's wonderful, but you need to take her somewhere she can exercise her mind as well, not just her body.
I'll try.
So this here is LHC. The largest collider in the world, one large ring of superconducting magnets that is miles long. It's also called the Large Hadron Collider.
Oh wow, I didn't realize they were that big.
Also the title of Megadeth's worst album, Super Collider. I think people forgot that record existed.
I didn't.
I'm sure the one in town was of a similar size if they were trying to create large amounts of energy.
That's really cool. I've never heard of an accelerator or a collider before.
From an engineering standpoint, this is a masterpiece. I would love to pick the brain of the person that designed it.
I'm sorry, this is probably boring for you.
Sip.
Every time she takes a sip from her glass, her breasts jiggle ever so slightly, and I can't stop staring.
Shit, I need to stop staring.
Not at all. I find it fascinating.
Alright guys, so we'll see you back here next week with more Ripples Eternum coming at you next.